A group of well-known French chefs are calling on their peers to stamp out what they say is a hidden tradition of violence, sexual harassment and humiliating from top restaurant kitchens. The chefs, including the cook at the French Presidential Palace, have signed a manifesto entitled Hands Off My Prep Cook. John Laurenson reports from Paris.
I was working in a restaurant in Paris. At the beginning, it was like really flirty. It was really flirty. And he said to me that you have to wear like a transparent shirt and you're good looking. You have to change your clothes there in the kitchen and not go to your closet.
The chef's harassment didn't stop. It just changed.
He was calling me like the dog for 1 year. I lost all of my confidence. I lost like 15 kilos. At the last week I was working there, he said to me something like, dog. He yelled to me so much that I was like completely like petrified. And I start to vomit. And I vomit like for 3 days.
Gérard Cagna tells his sous chef how to improve his technique with some lobster soup. But he tells him nicely. What became an illustrious career began when Cagna was a 14-year-old apprentice at Maxime's, choking back the tears and keeping his mouth shut when the chef got angry and hit him in the back as he was chopping mushrooms. He heard earlier this year how a chef, now sacked, had repeatedly burnt the arm of his assistant with a white hot spoon, and he wrote his manifesto called Hands Off My Prep Chef. Kicks, sauces poured over the head, a wet fish round the face. Some of the abuse junior chefs have experienced. Cagna's manifesto calls on chefs to refuse what it calls everyday violence in the kitchen.
But things have got worse over the last 20 years because of all the media attention top chefs get nowadays. Added to this, and I'm not afraid to say it in your microphone, cannabis and cocaine are now commonly consumed in top restaurant kitchens, and you get dangerous lunatics.
When Alexandre Camin was a student, he worked during the holidays as a prep cook in a brigade, as the French call kitchen staff. French kitchen vocabulary makes it sound like there's a war on. He had a frying pan thrown at him and witnessed the sadistic treatment of a colleague with learning disabilities.